All right, Kristen. The big question this weekend, will Men in Black 3 unseat the Avengers at the box office? The three weekends in a row, juggernaut, number one, Avengers. Now here comes a 15-year-old franchise. It's been 10 years since we saw the last Men in Black. Can this one knock the Avengers out of the top spot? What do you think?
My answer is no, I don't think it can. The Avengers
really?
Is a force to be reckoned with, even though it's not a good movie. You know how I feel about the Avengers.
I know indeed.
I feel about it. I feel like it's Hurricane Katrina. It's just this giant, destructive, out-of-control thing, and everybody keeps talking about it, and I just hate it. See, just like Hurricane Katrina.
I just hate it. I think you liked Hurricane Katrina better than you liked the Avengers. Here's what I'm going to say, though. A little quick math. The Avengers has been dropping by half every weekend. Started out at 200
That's
million.
That's because it's up against movies like Battleship.
But I think
which
Battleship
are gonna steal all the audience.
Battleship, I didn't think made much of a dent. But I mean, it went from 200 million to 100 million to 50 million. If it goes down to 25 million this weekend, even if it holds at 50 million, I bet you Men in Black will beat it.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
It's predicted to open with maybe 70 million.
You think it's the power of Will Smith?
Oh, it's definitely the power of Will Smith.
Oh, well, we're going to talk more about the power of Will Smith in just a minute. But first, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And this is Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday. And this is Movie Date.
All right, Rafer. You know, I love Will Smith. You love Will Smith. But let's talk about a little tiny bit of Will Smith gossip first.
Yeah, let's do some Will Smith gossip.
You know about this back of the hand slapping situation?
Yes, the reporter slap in Moscow, was it?
Yeah, a Ukrainian reporter at the premiere, the Russian premiere of Men in Black 3.
That poor guy. So tell us what exactly happened.
You know, Will Smith's on the red carpet. Everybody's coming up to him, taking pictures, asking him questions. And this one photographer, I think it was, or reporter was.
I don't know. I think he's just a reporter.
Just a reporter.
Who knows?
Okay. Very affectionate.
Yes.
Really loves Will Smith.
Yeah, and I saw some of the tape. He kind of goes in for a hug.
Yeah,
right?
There's some hugging, but then supposedly he's trying to get a little bit of mouth to mouth resuscitation, and Will Smith does not like it. Shoves him away, slaps him, gives him the backhanded slap, says something like, "Dude's lucky I didn't sucker punch him."
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right. I saw the footage. He seemed to handle it pretty well, and it was hard to say like what exactly was happening there, because he seemed like he was okay with the hug, but then something goes wrong there.
I think
all of a sudden,
interesting, because I feel that women have to deal with this all the time.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, of people getting a little too affectionate with them.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, we don't hear about it with male actors very often.
I guess that's kind of true.
Yeah.
So Will Smith, an unusual display of temper, right? Because that's Will Smith's whole persona is that he's likable,
so nice.
And you know, you kind of feel like, yeah, if you kissed Will Smith in the mouth, you'd probably say that's cool, right?
It's all right, yeah.
Apparently not.
Do not, listeners, kiss Will Smith on the mouth. Just
uncool.
Don't do it.
Uncool.
Just don't do it. You know, I have other things to say about Will Smith, but first, let's remind folks of last week's trivia question.
Yes.
Yes. Last week, we talked about what to expect when you're expecting, and we had a baby movie related question.
Right.
The question was, in the 1980s hit movie She's Having a Baby, there is an actor that stars in that movie who also stars on Downton Abbey, that runaway PBS Masterpiece Theater
hit. That's right.
Who was that actor?
If I tell you something, will you promise not to get mad?
Tell me what it is.
You have to promise you won't get mad.
Okay, I promise I won't.
I stopped taking the pill 3 months ago.
Well, Elizabeth McGovern.
Yes.
Right?
Very beautiful. Still very beautiful Elizabeth
Wonderful.
McGovern.
Wonderful. I love Elizabeth McGovern.
I just love her too. I think she's terrific. And then we have a new trivia question.
Yes. All right.
And this week's new trivia question, because we're talking about Will Smith today, new trivia question is about Will Smith from back in the days of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He met his wife Jada Pinkett Smith. She was auditioning to play his girlfriend, and Jada Pinkett Smith actually didn't get the part because she was, quote, too short to be, believably play his girlfriend. And
that would never happen. She would never be his girlfriend.
She's so short.
That was before, I'm pretty sure that was before the term shorty became popular slang for just any girl, right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. No one even uses shorty anymore. Look how behind the curve I am.
Oh, God. All right. Next, you're going to do the Arsenio Hall fist bump. But,
ouch.
But the question is, who got cast instead to play his girlfriend?
An excellent question, yeah. which I would not have known had you not told me.
Oh, well, hopefully that's not too hard of a question.
All right,
hopefully
I hope not, too. If you want to try to answer that one, 5717-MOVIES, give us a call. Maybe we'll play your answer on the air.
Yay. All right. But let's get back to more Will Smith. And specifically more Men in Black. Not the kissing part.
Not the kissing part.
No, but the movie part.
Men in Black 3. All right. I'm going to give you the quick rundown. Men in Black 3. So, again, 10 years since the last one. In this version, Will Smith has to go back in time to try to stop a... What would we say? Stop a plot by Boris the Animal.
He's a very mean alien.
Very mean alien played by Jemaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's very good, I thought, in the role. And he is going to, at some point in the future, he is going to start an alien invasion. So Will Smith has to go back in time to 1969 and try to stop him from, laying his plans. And what this basically entails is him going back and meeting a younger version of Tommy Lee Jones, Agent K, played by Josh Brolin, who has been sort of the talk of this movie, you know, for his Tommy Lee Jones impersonation. So there's some time travel, you know, they've got a lot of 60s jokes here. That's that's basically setting the stage for Men in Black 3.
And just in case you're not familiar with the franchise, we live in a world where aliens live amongst us. Many of them just look like the rest of us on the surface, but actually... like models, all fashion models, for example,
yes.
are aliens.
Yes, right.
Anybody who's freakishly strange or beautiful might be an alien.
Right.
Or people who just look like us.
And Lady Gaga, apparently, according
yes,
to this
Lady
film.
Yes, Lady Gaga's an alien.
And Justin Bieber, I think, as well.
Yes. And then the Men in Black, their job is really to police the aliens.
Right.
Keep them in line, stop them from doing too many, you know, questionable things.
That's right. Well, see, and here's the thing. This franchise is so familiar. It was such a huge franchise, and it was so, I think, kind of deeply ingrained in American culture that, even when I was writing my review for Newsday, I sort of forgot that anyone would need to know the premise. But you're right. I mean, you're right. We should be explaining that. But okay, so let's talk about the Will Smith factor, because even though I think a lot of the buzz has been around Josh Brolin, which we'll talk
deservedly
about later.
Deservedly so.
Deservedly so.
Yeah.
Will Smith, this is the first film we've seen him in for, what is it, 4 years? 7 Pounds, 2008. That was his last film.
Which looked very bad. I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it. That was, how can I put that kindly, awful. It was an awful, awful movie. A drag, a bummer. It was morose, weepy. Oh, terrible, terrible plot, terrible story. Everything about it was bad. And Will Smith, I thought, was bad in that film.
I don't believe that because I think Will Smith is almost always good.
All right,
I think Will Smith is terrific. I think, you know, like you said, he's likable.
He's totally likable. Right, right. I mean, so the hits, right, have been what you think of as the typical Will Smith movies. The hits were Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I liked Enemy of the State a lot.
Enemy of the State. Not a huge hit for him, but I liked Enemy of the State as well with Gene Hackman.
He's just an ordinary, upstanding citizen who's caught in a situation he didn't plan.
Right.
He was in that apocalypse movie where...
Right. Well, he was in I, Robot, and he was in I Am Legend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I Am Legend was the apocalypse one,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Right?
He was also in Hitch, which
Hitch.
Is one of the only romantic comedies for a mainstream audience that has ever been led by a black actor.
Right. Hitch worked for him. That was a big hit. And you know what else was sort of a hit that I think people don't remember that much, but it actually did very well at the box office, was Hancock. Where he played the kind of, you know, the sort of, what would you call him, sort of failed superhero who, you know, tries to come back to life. He was, that was a good hit for him. Same year, 7 pounds. And then 4 years, he's just – he's disappeared. He's gone.
And now, are you glad to have him back?
I am glad to have him back. Aren't you?
I'm thrilled to have him back. I love Will Smith. I've loved him all the way – you know, parents just don't understand. That's right. All the way back to those days with DJ Jazzy Jeff. I love him. Yeah.
He's one of these guys that has this – that just has this kind of geniality to him. Congeniality? Geniality? He just, you feel like, yeah, this is why I sort of can't blame that reporter. You feel like it would just be kind of cool to just sort of snuggle up with Will Smith.
You just want
to
kiss him on the mouth too. I know. So do I. We both do.
I'll tell you something interesting. The Bad Boys franchise, only two movies, right? Him and Martin Lawrence?
Yes.
Those movies were not a big hit. I'd forgotten about those, but I was going back and looking at them. I think those movies didn't do that. They did okay. They didn't do that well. And I think I have an idea why. I don't think mainstream America likes to see Will Smith with other black people on screen. I think they like him to be our black guy.
You know? That's really interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a really good insight because now that I think about it, you're right. Even in Hitch, he's like the one black guy in the whole movie.
And most of the movies he's in that have been hits are kind of not based in the real world. They're in some kind of Men in Black fantasy world, some kind of Independence Day fantasy, Wild Wild West. You know, they're in some kind of removed reality. Whereas you put Will Smith in a cop movie with a gun and you kind of hip hop him out, all of a sudden he might be a little sort of too real, right, for white America. And this is not to say that he's, you know, playing some kind of Tom character. I think he really is like a great, great actor, a great, great movie star. But I feel like there's something about white America that wants to kind of hold him close and not have him be kind of too much like the rest of black America. Do you know what I'm saying?
You mean the rest of America is scared? White America's scared.
I think so. I mean, I think
that goes without saying that white. I'm not white, but
right. But you feel comfortable.
I was raised in a white family. I was adopted. Some of my best friends are white, but I think that.
Does that include me, Kristen? Because I'm half Mexican.
I know. Whatever. You're like an honorary. Whatever.
Right. Okay.
It's all good.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I do think that mainstream America, and by mainstream America, I mean non-black America.
Right, non-ethnic or whatever you want to say.
I think scared of a movie with all black people in it. I mean, I kind of wish we had more time because we could talk about Think Like a Man, too, in that
way,
which Will Smith's not in, but it kind of speaks to some of the same issues.
Right.
But yeah, that's a really good insight.
Anyway, that was my idea because I was trying to figure out why those movies hadn't done quite as well as his other ones. But anyway, so the question is, does Men in Black work after 10 years, 15 since the first, 10 years since the last, does Men in Black work? And what did you think?
And Will Smith, by the way, really carries this movie because he's the only consistent character from start to finish. So.
Right.
One reason we just spent so much time talking about Will Smith is because this really is his movie.
Right.
It's in the present day, it's Will Smith. In the past, in time travel, it's Will Smith. And I think he does a great job in it.
And, I think so, too.
And I think one of the great things he does in it is he kind of switches roles with the Tommy Lee Jones character, Agent K.
Mm-hmm.
He goes from being kind of the younger kid with Agent K, the one who's wacky and a loose cannon, going back in time where Agent K is actually younger than him, and he becomes a little bit protective.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that, but you're right.
And he becomes a little bit more like the adult. He's still wacky and funny and a loose cannon, but he's much more protective, and he's trying to stop Agent K from being in situations where he might hurt himself, and he kind of becomes the older brother instead.
Yeah.
And I liked that. I liked that Will Smith did both of those kinds of things, but still had a consistent character.
Right. Well, that's interesting. So yeah. I kind of hadn't thought about that. I guess because I did feel that even though Will Smith was good in this movie, I did feel that his kind of – his loosey-goosiness that he has that people like so much, I think, felt a little rusty to me at times. But I mean I still think he was good. But let's talk a little bit about Josh Brolin.
it's hard to even talk about how awesome Will Smith is when Josh Brolin really kind of steals every scene that he's in.
Every single
scene that Josh Brolin is in, playing the younger version of Agent K.
Right.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Right.
He is fantastic.
It's really like, I was kind of watching him on screen, and it's not so much an impersonation of Tommy Lee Jones, but it really is like, I don't know what the word for it is. It's like an inhabitation of Tommy Lee Jones.
It's like he's channeling him somehow.
Right.
And he's just, what I love is he has all the things that Tommy Lee Jones has that make his character Tommy Lee Jones.
He's got the accent. He's got that
mannerisms. Yeah. He's got all of that stuff. And yet he manages to make him a little bit lighter, a little bit younger.
Yes.
I mean, more lighthearted,
yes.
If that's possible.
Yes, right. Because this is the Agent K before he turned into the surly, taciturn Tommy Lee Jones of the future. It was watching him, I kept thinking, like, this is the kind of sort of actorly work, quote unquote, that usually goes into a biopic, right? Like this looks like the kind of research that Meryl Streep must have done for Margaret Thatcher in Iron Lady. And here it is in Men in Black 3. But it's a fantastic job, I thought.
Oh, yeah. He's, like I said, he steals every scene. I could just watch him over and over and over again.
Did you like the movie then in general? I mean, did you think it worked?
Oh, Rafer. Well, I have to say I didn't really dislike it. I loved it.
Did you really?
I loved it. I cheered. I laughed. Every time Josh Brolin was on screen, I chuckled knowingly just seeing him up there. And you're probably not going to be surprised by this. I actually cried at the end of the movie.
Oh, my God. Well, you're an easy crier,
Kristen. Oh, my God. I was crying. Well, some girls two rows back were actually throwing things at the screen and yelling at the point that I was crying. So it's like, I know not everyone's going to react like I reacted to it. And you?
I liked the film. I liked the film.
Liked it.
I gave it 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Oh, come on.
I thought it was fine. I give it
8 stars out of 4 stars.
Okay.
And one last thing, it's not too long. A lot of these summer blockbusters this year have been... Some of these blockbusters, why do they have to all be 3 hours long?
I totally agree.
This one knows what it is. It's a fun summer blockbuster. It knows it doesn't need to be more than 95 minutes, and it's great.
Yes, okay.
It's great.
I completely agree with that. Right. It knows not to outstay its welcome.
Yeah.
I agree.
This isn't just a good date. This is a really great date. You're getting maybe to second base with me on this date. It's good stuff. I like it.
I wish you'd been there, Kristen. I wish you'd been there. All right. Well, that's good. I thought it was a good date. I did not like it quite as much as you did, but there we go.
All right. One last time. Our trivia question for this week is about Will Smith. He met Jada Pinkett Smith on the set of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She was auditioning to play his girlfriend. She did not get the role because she was, quote, too short. Who got the role instead?
5717 Movies. Call us if you know the answer. See you next time.
See you next time.
Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.